What do you see coming?
Well, as an unofficial prediction, really quick, I predict JC and Edna will finally get back together again. That's unofficial prediction. But my official prediction for 2011 is 2011 is going to be the year of the floods. I see, particularly in the central United States, like the Mississippi Valley and whatnot, like St. Louis and all the major cities, it's going to almost look like the Edgar Casey maps. It's going to probably from hurricanes, I'm guessing, but it could also be maybe from melting snow late winter. I'm not sure, but
that's a real possibility. There's already a ton of stored energy up, you know, along the Mississippi. When that all gets to melting, I'd be a little bit worried about being downriver right now. But that's a good point, and that would be interesting. Even if you had a one-twofer, like come spring, and you're getting, you know, tornadoes, storms, washing the rain down, washing the snow off super fast, and then you've got hurricanes coming in as a follow-up, but maybe 1-2-3 punch. I think that's interesting. Yeah, I would be. I think your year of the floods idea is something to watch, and we'll do that. Let's move on. If thank you. Nice to talk to you, Joe. Lisa is in Melbourne, Florida, on Coast to Coast. Bill, I'm sorry, Lisa?
Hi, how are you doing, Ian?
Good.
Happy New Year.
You too.
And my prediction is Obama will be forced to come out with full UFO disclosure. If he doesn't, then any other country will. He doesn't want Norway, China, or Europe to come first, so he will have to come out and disclose UFOs, and we will have a mass landing. We get to meet our star brothers and sisters, and we get to learn who we really are, where we come from, our ancient history. We're going to find out that that we're more beautiful than anything we ever dreamed of, that we're all one in consciousness. We're going to find out that we have been kept at a low vibration by the dark cabal and kept virtually in prison for all these centuries. And we're finally going to be free because the cabal is done. They're all done.
I love the sincerity with which you present that. And I can hear in your voice you're just not following some index card, that you really think this could happen. Where do you think a mass landing would happen?
Well, first they'll have the government or the secret meetings. Probably Stephen Greer will set that up. And then after that, they're going to fly around and let everybody get to see them and get used to them, and then they're going to finally land. So they know that people aren't going to be too fearful, and they've got to, once they get used to the idea, they'll start landing.
Well, you know, I'll throw an idea past you. I think if here's an odd thought, okay, so just bear with me for a second. But if there is, if an extraterrestrial race is as smart as you would propose in what they offer and how elevated they are, then I think they would realize that Americans, at least us, I don't know about other nationalities, I would assume this is true pretty much everywhere, would need to relate to them through somebody that they feel emotionally bonded to.
I think Richard Hoagland would probably be one of them.
See, I don't think Americans are I hear what you're saying with that, and I think that may be true for a coast-to-coast audience, but I really think that, oddly enough, I think you'd have to be looking at people who would symbolize peace and security. So they might come to, and I know this is just...
Well, they already have.
But I'm saying I think it would be more likely that they would tour the country or be bonded through somebody like Barney than they would through an intellect or a military figure or somebody like that. I think they'd be more likely to go to Julia Roberts than they would be to somebody from, you know, a university somewhere.
I think that they will. They've already picked the people who they're going to have work for them and spread their message. And, okay, you know, they know who every one of us are. I mean, they've got technology to, and they know who every one of us are.
So it's kind of like a cosmic Santa at this point.
Yeah.
They know we're sleeping when they know when we're awake.
Problem.
I don't know about. I don't know that I agree.
You make a joke though, but that's what people do, and they close their minds to it.
But I don't think I'm closing my mind to it. I think you maybe I'm challenging you in that. I think that's what the paradigm is. You're presenting a cosmic Santa, and I don't know that they know that anything we think we don't know, they'll know. I think what might be most interesting and most relatable is if they seem as vulnerable as we are. And I think we as human beings, we're much more attracted to vulnerability. And we see it kind of, we have a sort of simpatico with people than somebody who is the consultant from out of the out of the state or out of the city who comes in to tell everybody how wrong they are. Nobody bonds to the consultant who's coming in to, to be the efficiency expert for the company. You know what I mean? I mean, I really hear what you're saying, but I think in order for that to be as beautiful an experience as you propose, I think there would be some odd choices or things that would happen if that ever were to be the case, that would allow for it to happen. And I think it might surprise you. I think, that aliens visiting might be more inclined to want to spread their message on Entertainment Tonight than on the nightly news.